Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the evening performance here at the Alameda County Fair. We're the Dick Duplessy Orchestra, and we're real happy to have you come by and say hi to us today. And now, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, we'd like to bring the last of the plainsmen out here, the original Paleface and old Injun Joe, Williams and Reed.
Much and good evening once again, boys and girls. How about a big round of applause for these fine, talented young musicians up here?
Right.
They gave us some stuff backstage.
Real
nice fellas. And
what a thrill it is to work with the fabulous Dick Duplessy, formerly with Mr. Tony Bennett. Could flip out at any moment.
All right. Well, anyway, it's a thrill for us to be here with all of you on this fired up, shouldn't say fire up, they got a fire over there somewhere.
Yes.
On this wild and wonderful Sunday afternoon.
Right.
We are Williams and Reed, live and direct from Spearfish, South Dakota.
Thank you.
It's a thrill for us to be here. How many of you were here earlier?
For the earlier show?
All right. For those of you who were not... They came back for this one. All right. For those of you who were not here on the earlier show, we do want to point out that throughout our portion of the show, we at time to time comment on different ethnic backgrounds.
You're darn right.
Just to give you a quick idea what we're talking about.
The Indian and I first came here to the Livermore Pleasanton area just the day before yesterday, and so far we've enjoyed not only the fairgrounds here, but also all security guards here who are providing security not only for us, but for you, the public, courtesy of the Potbelly Deli, our security guard force here tonight.
All right. Well, at times I really have no idea what he's going to do or how he's going to say it. But anyhow, throughout our portion of the show...
You kids, get away from that pine tree.
We do want to mention just quickly now, do we have any Germans here? Any Germans?
I'm German.
Should be some Nazis here. They're all over now.
I'm German too. My mom.
Germans are dumb people.
Don't ever say. What do you
real
mean?
Real dumb. Who else would heat up potato salad? They're just not smart.
It's spicy.
The only people dumber than Germans would be Norwegians.
Wait, I'll bet
there's not one Norwegian here. Is
our
there
sound
any Norwegians? You know what you get when you cross a pig with a Norwegian?
No.
Nothing. There's some things a pig won't do.
That's gross.
I'll wait for the hot potato salad.
What do you call an Indian with an IQ of 100?
Well, I don't know.
A tribe.
Suddenly this ethnic stuff is not very funny.
Yeah,
well,
I see what you mean.
Well, throughout the ethnic stuff, we've got one or two songs. It's a swinging crowd.
When my supporter broke, and I don't have to tell you what got hung up in the spokes, just a swinging. Yeah, it was swinging.
I know that some of you are saying, now what is he talking about now?
Well, basic bicycle safety.
Is what we're talking about there.
Never ride a bike wearing a long scarf, a muffler, or a pair of those glasses with the chain on them.
Whatever it is, you should not do that while riding bicycles. Yes. As bicycle safety is what we're talking about now.
You people are going to have to get here on time.
Now, I know.
You know when the show times were.
I know that some of you people here today, you're probably saying, are they going to sing that song, Swingin', the way I heard it on the radio?
No.
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 We are not going to do that song the way you heard it on the radio.
No.
And the reason is quite simple.
We're torqued off.
We are very envious.
Envious.
Envious of the success that John Anderson has had with that song.
Sit down.
The man came out of nowhere. All of a sudden, boom, big hit song. It's just everybody's a swang.
And like those Indian guys on the big pole out here. It's like,
slang.
Yes, they were slanging around, around, and they had a bigger crowd tearing down than they did for the Well, anyway, it was one of those things. Now, that song, Slanging, we're not going to do because we do not do that song at all because we're very envious of the success. Don't throw me off. John came out of nowhere and he's got a big hit record. My partner and I have been traveling around this country about 15 years.
Yeah.
We've had diddly squat for hit records.
That's right.
So we're going to look very seriously at this recording business now.
Oh, we've had some help, though.
We've been very fortunate in the past couple of years. Yep. We've been able to work with a lot of the biggies in the recording artists.
Yeah.
Who are some of the big recording artists we've worked with?
Clay and Sally Hart, we've worked with. We've worked with them quite a few times. And, of course, Dick DuPlessis.
Dick, of course, had many hits.
His orchestra.
Orchestra.
And, of course,
who are some of the other big stars?
Oh, Larry Clark. We've worked with him. I think he's
who?
Even been here at the
Who's
fair.
Who's that?
The guy from Hee-Haw that plays
Roy.
Roy Clark. We've worked with him a couple of times.
Roy Clark.
The Oakland Boys have been.
Oak Ridge Boys have been good.
Mel Tillotson, all those people.
Tillis. Yes. Tillis.
Yeah. Right.
All right. Well, anyway, we've studied all these careers, and we have found that our career parallels the Oak Ridge Boys' career in many ways.
It sure does. Like, they started out in gospel music like we did, and then went on to country music. They had a huge hit called Y'all Come Back Saloon.
Oh, she played.
And then right after that was, what else? Elvira. Boy, I'd rather eat a can of Spam than hear that song again, but... After Elvira was a weird release called Bobby Sue. It went like this.
Ba-ba, ba-ba, Bobby Sue.
Yeah. Sounded like an old 50s song, you know, but it was the Oak Ridge Boys, and it was kind of an unusual release called Bobby Sue.
Ba-ba, ba-ba, Bobby Sue.
Yeah. Sounded like an old 50s song. We were trying to figure out, wait a minute now, is there some type of pattern to this
there
success?
There is a pattern.
You know, like back in the 60s, it was Bachman-Turner Overdose.
Overdrive.
Remember that? They had that song, Baby, you just ain't seen nothing yet.
That was a big one.
In the 70s, it was Elton John. With Benny and the Jets. Uh-huh. And David Bowie had Changes. In the 80s, it's Culture Club with Chameleon. And of course, the Oak Ridge Boys with
Bobby Sue.
We're ready.
So there's a pattern there, you see. And we figure the next big movement has got to be speech impediment rock.
Yes.
We're ready for that one.
We are ready for speech impediment
Maybe
rock.
Do a whole
this
album.
Would be
we'll
our first hit record. What do you think of this? 1, 2, 3, 4.
Meet me, Ryder. Meet what you have done. Meet me, Ryder. Meet.
Sit down.
What you have done. Well, you made me love you. And the meat no long. And the meat no long.
Or maybe,
I want to get Minnie home. Let me hear your body talk.
Must have had a caramel roll.
Well, apparently they're not ready. Boy, would you look around this area here tonight.
Oh, it just makes you sick,
Woo!
Doesn't it?
Woo! What do you see?
Chicks.
Yes.
Yeah, boy.
There are some foxes here tonight.
And some wolverines,
exactly.
too. Exactly. With the teeth.
I've said it before. I'll say it again.
Get me a squaw.
No,
what?
No.
You're always saying that.
Well, that's
that.
Not what I'm going to say now. Well, I've said it before, and I'll say it again. The Pleasanton area has got to have the most beautiful women in the world.
Certainly no uggos here.
Look
today.
Around this room, not an ugly woman here.
A few borderlines.
No,
but,
no.
Basically a clean group here.
Well, I should hope to shout.
Shout?
Yes.
Do you have a bad stain?
No, no, no.
What?
I should hope to exclamate.
Well, do it on the break.
Only beautiful women here today, and of course we all prefer beautiful women.
This is a lie.
Huh?
I prefer the uggettes.
What? You prefer the ugly woman?
No choice.
Well, why is that?
You don't have to wine and dine then.
Well, what do you mean?
They know what they got to do.
Now, wait a minute.
girls know who you are.
Now
out
cut
there,
that out. I do apologize, girls. Those of you that are borderline, I assure you, we are not here to name names nor to point fingers.
That's
we're
for sure.
Here to have a fun time. And you know what I would, you know, what I would like to do, Bruce, just quickly, if you don't mind. I'd like for you to do something on the guitar. Would
no,
you do
let's
that?
Do something real fast.
At this
fast,
time, but... ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure to formally introduce to you the pride of Mountain Home, Idaho,
yep,
the excitement of Williams & Rhee.
Yep.
Here now, my partner, Mr. Bruce Williams, to do for you an original composition.
No, no,
Mr. Bruce Williams
no.
with an original composition.
No, I'm going to do one I wrote.
That's what I said. Just
what?
Do the song.
Oh, okay, this is a beautiful song that I wrote. Thank you very much. This is a beautiful song that I wrote. Thank you very much. Thank you. You're beautiful. This is a song I wrote. Sing along if you know it.
I am. If you shove a B in between, it's IBM. No one can copy that. You filthy copycat.
You know, for many years now, people have asked my government check cashing partner and I, hey, what's your favorite type of music? Seemed to have torqued the young buck off here for some reason, but... My favorite type of music has always been good old-fashioned story yarns, like this one right here. Way up north,
to Alaska.
Way up north,
to Alaska.
Nope, to Alaska, they gon' know the rush is on. Nope, to Alaska, they gon' know the rush is on. Big Sam left Seattle in the year of 92 with George Pratt, his partner, and Brother Billy, too. They crossed the Yukon River and found the Bonanza Gold below that old white mountain just a little southeast of Nome. Sam crossed a majestic mountain to the valley far below. He talked to his team of Husky to mush them through the snow.
Lash!
With the northern lights running wild.
Lash!
That's too loud. Too loud. And a big Indian going mush.
Yes, Sam McCord was a mighty man in the year of 1901. Where the river is winding, big nuggets they're finding. To Alaska, they gon' know the rush is on.
Way up north,
to Alaska,
way up, yeah.
North, to Alaska, they gon' know the rush is on.
George turned to Sam with a snow cone in his hand.
Hey.
He said, Sam, you're looking at a mighty lonely man.
Hey.
I trade all the gold that's buried in this land.
One small band of gold to place on sweet little Jenny's hand.
Because a man needs a woman to love him all the time. Remember, sailing a true love, a doggone hard to find. I'd be for my dinner, honeymoon.
Below that old white mountain, just a little southeast of Nome, where the river is winding, big nuggets they're finding. To Alaska, they gon' know the rush is on.
Way up north,
to Alaska,
way up
north, to Alaska, they gon' know the rush is on.
Kiss the Doberman,
north, to Alaska, they gon' know the rush is on.
Rush.
I love that old song. I love that old song. You get going that hubba, 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 hubba. You know, it kind of reminds me. A lot of people say I look like Elvis.
Yeah. Whoa, what?
A lot of people say I look like Elvis.
Just before he died. But you know, Elvis kind of puffed up like that. too many of those pretzels.
This is a good-looking crowd and still continuing to build.
The crowd is mounting.
Building. It's building. Amazing how building. This crowd will continue to build. And I'll tell you, it's a fun, fun night. And north to Alaska. Alaska wouldn't be a bad place to be today.
Oh, it'd be a little chilly it probably was just up there. Today I couldn't believe it.
It was warm here today. And starting like to be better. You keep that on now. Oh, we're going to do another
one.
We're going to do another one before we leave here. But before we do that, we do want to mention that we have just a few souvenir items left.
Oh, yeah.
For those of you who may be interested. As you are exiting the amphitheater, we'll be after the show. We'll be there with these items, and on display is this album, which contains many of the songs, many of the routines, which we have and will be doing yet today. Bruce, how many albums have we sold here today, all total? All total, Bruce. How many albums have we sold here today, all total?
If we could sell this one and one more, we would have sold two.
They have.
So. Not a real big rush.
They have not been moving, but we have just a few left.
Yeah, can't wait. The people in the band make wonderful sun hats.
If you'd like to have your very own, and there's a T-shirt,
there's one
too.
Of our T-shirts just going by, not the one she has on, but
no,
the one she has in her hand.
The one she has
there.
In her hand there. Was
Both the one she has on and the one in her hand are the Indian red motif.
Well, anyhow, we've got all these things for you, and it's been fun. We've been here for 2 days, and we've had a lot of fun. We've met a lot of people, and you folks are friendly, and we hope to see you all again real soon. We've been doing some different ethnic remarks, and so why don't we just kind
of... touched on the Germans. We got everybody, I think, didn't we? Norwegians,
Germans, and
Indians,
Norwegians.
Mostly Indians.
I'll tell you now, we didn't say word one about the Irish.
Oh, the Irish. Manly, yes, but I like them too.
And you should potato head, for you smell like a horse now.
Well, you're no frosted lucky charm yourself, there, Brian.
Am I too strong, I might add?
Well, bend over and pick up that bar of Irish Spring Thawp there, lad.
Why's that now?
I'll show you where the hills of Killarney are.
Hey,
hey, hey. When Irish eyes are smelling, shirt is like a mining spring. With the lilt of Irish laughter, you can hear the Indian sing.
That tickles.
When Irish hearts are happy, all the world seems bright and gay.
Whoa.
But when Irish eyes are smiling, sure they'll see who your heart was. Hey, hey.
We've talked about just about everyone in the time we've been here.
Yeah.
So let's do some fun songs that do not pertain to any one ethnic background.
Oh.
You've had a lot of the Indian things.
Let's just do some fun ones that we can all sing along with.
That'd be
like
a good
North
idea.
North to Alaska was a good one.
That was a good one.
Let's try a Roger Miller tune and see.
Okay.
Ready?
See?
All right. I'll start it off. Okay. You come in.
Count it off?
I'll count it off.
You'll count it off.
All right, count it off. We'll all come in together.
Okay.
Ready? Go! Good job.
Engine number 9, coming down the railroad line.
Wait a minute.
What's the matter with that?
Engine.
Yeah, it's a train song. It's like... It's like, woo, woo, you know. Like
I heard no whistle, pal. Do another song.
I see where you're
just
coming from. I see where you're coming
engine,
from on
engine.
That. Let's try one in F, Hoagy Carmichael.
Okay.
Oh, when the red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along.
Wait a minute.
What?
Red.
Robin.
Yeah.
It's a bird.
Yeah. I know what you're driving at.
I see where you're coming from on that. Let's try try one in
okay.
A. Try one in A then. A. Leapy Lee. There's a boy, a little boy, shooting arrows in the blue, and he's aiming them at someone. But the question is at who? Is it me? Is it you? Hard to tell until you're hit, but you'll know it when they hit you, 'cause they hurt a little bit. Here they come, pouring out of the blue. Little arrows for me and for you. We're falling in love again. We're talking about Indians again. Little arrows in your clothing, little arrows in your hair. When you're in love, you find those little arrows everywhere. Little arrows that will hit you once and hit you once again. Little arrows that hit everybody every now and then. Some folks run, others hide, there ain't nothing they can do. Some folks put on loincloths, but the arrows go right through. So you see, there's no escape, why not face it and admit that you'll love those little arrows when they graze a little bit. Here they come, pouring out of the blue. Arrows for me and for you. We're falling in love again, we're falling in love again. Little arrows in your clothing, little arrows in your hair. When you're in love, you find those little arrows everywhere. Little arrows that will hit you once, hit you once again. Little arrows that hit everybody every now and then.
We gotta go. You've been fun. Thank you and bye-bye.
Williams and Reed. Are you folks having fun at the fair, huh? We certainly enjoy seeing you, and we did a record crowd today, by golly. It was a tremendous crowd from the attendance, what I have reports that I heard, so you made it all happen. It's just wonderful that you came out here, and under this tremendous heat we've had, oh boy, I know what it's like, but we're sure glad to see you. And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your pleasure, we're so happy to bring in a couple of young people who have been on national TV many, many times. They've just got off a nationwide tour where they've done a lot of fair circuits, nightclub dates. They've appeared with Red Skelton, Alan King, Barbara Mandrell, and a whole slew of other stars. Let's give a warm welcome to our own heart-to-heart, Clay and Sally Hart.
There's nowhere in the world that I would rather be than with you, my love.
And there's nothing in the world that I would rather see than your smile, my love.
For united we stand, divided we fall. And if our backs should ever be against the wall, we'll be together, together, you.
And if the world around us falls apart, my love, you know I'll still be here.
And if the going gets too rough along the way, just you call and I'll hear.
For united we stand, divided we fall. And if our backs should ever be against the wall, we'll be together. Together, you and I. For united we stand, divided we fall. And if our band should ever be against the wall, we'll be together. Together, you and I. You and I.
y'all. Welcome to the show.
Do I have lipstick on my teeth? No. Okay, welcome, everybody. We'd like to sing a song that we love because we feel that Willie Nelson wrote it, especially for people like us who travel all over the world performing for people like you. And it goes like this. On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again.
On the road again. Going places that I've never been. Seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Like a band of gypsies, we go down the highway. We're the best of friends, insisting that the world keep turning our way. And our way is on the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again. I can't wait to get on the road again.
Pick it, Tony.
Yay. Thank you.
Hey, we got a good group tonight.
I want to know how many of you recognize us from the Lawrence Welk Show.
Yay.
How many don't know us?
Some of the same folks back here. I don't know.
How many can't see this far?
Okay.
For those of you who don't know us, we are Sonny and Cher.
Right.
For those of you who do, we are Clay and Sally Hart, and we're delighted to be back at the Alameda County Fair to be visiting with you all. You know, I have to let you in on a little secret. When Clay and I first got involved in show business, we decided that we really didn't want to be big stars.
That's true.
So far, it's working out real good.
Yeah. A little better than we expected, to tell you the truth. This past year, though, has been a great year for Sally and I because we have had the opportunity to travel and perform throughout the entire world and parts of Iowa. And we've been bringing our kind of music to nice folks like yourselves all over this wonderful land of ours, and we're going to do some of that for you this evening. And we thought we'd start off right now with a song that we felt would appeal to everyone. We call this song our country western classical jazz disco funky pop rock Larry Gatlin song. I hope we didn't leave anybody out. This song actually was written for Lawrence Welk. It's called All the Gold in California. He's got it.
All the gold in California is in our bank in the middle of Beverly Hills in somebody else's name.
Yeah.
So if you're dreaming about California, it don't
be a hero, winding up a zero, and scar a man forever, right down to his soul. Living on the spotlight can kill a man outright, 'cause everything that glitters is not gold. All the gold in California is in a bank in the middle of Beverly Hills, somebody else's name. If you're dreaming about California, it don't matter at all where you played before. California's a brand new game.
Here we go now.
All the gold
in California is in a bank in the middle of Beverly Hills, somebody else's name. So if you're dreaming about California, it don't matter at all where you played before. California's a brand new game.
We don't do any. No, you know what? Somebody came up and asked us if we did a song that John Travolta does. Clay does, don't you, sweetheart?
Absolutely.
No. Okay, we're going to do a song from the movie.
Easy for you to say. Your polygrip slip. Yes. Now, what is it?
From the movie Grease. Okay. We're going to give you a poor man's version of John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John.
I got chills, they're multiplying, and I'm losing control. Cause the power you're supplying, it's electrifying. Woo!
Better shape up, cause I need a man. Oh, and my heart is set on you. You better shape up.
Nothing left for me to do.
You're the one that I want.
You're the one I live for. You, you, you. Honey, you're the one that I want. You're the one I live for. You, you, you. Honey, you're the one that I want. You're the one I want. You, you, you. What I need. Oh, yes, indeed.
Sing it, Olivia.
You are filled with affection, but you're too shy to convey. Meditate to my direction, just feel your way.
Better shape up, cause you need a man.
I need a man who can keep me satisfied.
I better shape up if I'm gonna prove.
You better prove that your faith is justified. Sure?
Yes, I'm sure down deep inside.
You're the one that I want.
You're the one I live for. You, you, you. Honey, you're the one that I want. You're the one I live for. You, you, you. Honey, you're the one that I want. You are the one I want. You, you, you.
California.
Mr. Phil Gallardo from Oakland, California. On the big baritone saxophone, Mr. Charlie Surface from Fremont, California. Mr. Bill Maine from San Lorenzo, California. Mr. Lynn Fouch from Concord, California.
Mr. Dick DePlessis from San Leandro, California.
Mr. Herb Andrade from Castro Valley, California. Mr. Tony Kay from San Francisco, California. And on bass, Mr. Cat Swan from San Leandro and Honolulu. And our intrepid drummer, Mr. Bill Naraki from Oakland, California. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. When you leave tonight, please drive carefully because we'd like to see you tomorrow, huh? Thanks a lot, and good night.